And today on our program, we are visiting with Marty Lamori. Marty, a board member from the Boone County Historical Society, and gives us updates on what's happening down there. Marty, good to visit with you.
Hi, good morning. Good to visit with you, as always.
I tell you what, a difference a week makes, huh?
That's for sure. I know, I'm looking out of my window, sitting at my kitchen table, looking at the bird feeder. There's not one bird out there, which is kind of strange, but... anyway, looking at a beautiful sunny day compared to I couldn't see across the street last Wednesday.
None of us could. Some people were out there trying to travel in it, but that was their prerogative. I was not one of them. Let's just put it that way.
Nor was I.
Well,
it was a stay-at-home day.
Had another regular monthly meeting, and what's been going on with the Historical Society as we get a little closer to springtime here?
Right. We met on March 4th at 6 o'clock, did our usual call to order, approval of the agenda, approval of minutes. Sue, our president, has been on vacation, however, she's been able to continue to attend meetings via modern technology, so that's been nice. But Harry Vonk is our vice president, so he ran our meeting. We just had one person absent and one person as a guest. Mm-hmm. We always go over presidential comments, which is basically if we've gotten any information or communication from outside sources. We get a fair amount of advertising and information, and one of them was wanting to do talking trails, and a group that wants to come in and video and do a tour and charge us some money to do that. We declined at this time. We have joined, again, the Iowa Museum Association. We paid our membership into that. It's really helpful because we are able to attend seminars. Some of them are live and some of them are via Zoom. That way we can exchange information about what are they doing about collections, what are they doing about membership, what are they doing about exhibits, so that we can share information, which is helpful. As far as old business, we followed up on just a couple more items that are considered to be. We have taxidermy animals. I think I talked about this last time, that we did have to do some mm-hmm. disposal of those. First off, because of the shape that they were in, and second of also apparently, I believe it's arsenic is used when they do some of the taxidermy. So you're supposed to wear gloves and a mask when you're dealing with these things. But we had some assistance and got that all taken care of. We're still working diligently going through boxes. Joe Howell and Barb McDougall have kind of had that project up in our, what we call our third floor area. We've gotten pretty organized as far as our second floor area. But the third floor, we're still trying to go through to find what things are accessioned, what things are not accessioned, what items we're going to keep and what items we aren't going to keep. Apparently, there was a period of time where the Historical Society allowed individuals just to store their items at the History Center, and we're finding that space is an issue. So we're trying to get more organized and clean up, but it's kind of an arduous process.
Oh, geez, so I guess.
We appreciate them working on that. Other old business that we had, we're still getting estimates for the elevator replacement. That's still on the long-term goal is to replace the elevator, but we want to make sure we're getting the right thing and at a good cost.
Mm-hmm.
We also just had another from Boone Glass. We have a window that needed to be replaced and getting a second estimate from them. And also with our HVAC system is needing some upgrading, so we're in the process of getting bids for that also. We did receive funds from one of our volunteers. She worked diligently on the Boone Biblical College information sorting. This individual has expertise as a former librarian, and she got in touch with a expert archivist to go through the Boone Biblical College items. That'll be done in April, so that we can sort through what's critical to keep, because we do have a large volume of items from the Biblical College. So that's a project that's being worked on. Under new business, Joe Howell attended a Silos and Smokestack coffee talk, and part of the discussion on that was about agricultural display setup. The thing is, we applied to be a Silos and Smokestacks member as one of the locations on site. Candy, can't remember her last name, but she and a group of four other people came and did a tour through the center.
Sure.
We were not accepted as a regular member for Silo and Smokestack, but we were accepted as what they call an emerging member. The two things that they cited for that was because our agricultural display is just in its infant stages, and also we're redoing that fairway room and getting, you know, the permanent signage put in, as well as more merchant information in that room. So since we weren't at 100% on those two things, but we still have contact with Silos and Smokestacks, and we'll be working toward becoming a an actual member with them.
Sure.
So, we will be working on a new a research policy. One of the things that we found with just the functions of the History Center is that a lot of times committees didn't have really kind of clear written policies and procedures, or some of the ones that were in place are outdated based on the fact that we now no longer have, you know, executive director and secretary and that type of thing. So we're working on a new research policy. We try very diligently when people either call or send in on our BCHS info email with requests for research to respond to them in a timely fashion. But again, with limitations of time with volunteers and ability to be able to work on some of those projects, we do let people know that we'll get back to you as soon as we can. If this is time sensitive, we always try to find that out. So,
sure.
Let's see. This, with it being March, we currently don't have a particular program. We know it's Women's History Month, but we didn't really get anything put together for this month. We do have the suffragettes and the Becoming Boone Room, of that being kind of claim to fame with women's rights and in Iowa. But we are working on kind of a special dates list so that we can do displays and presentations that would correlate with those particular dates. Printers and Ink, we've been having some issues, but we're working again to look at right now. I have a contract with a group to replace printers based on page or replace printer cartridges. So we're looking at that in, from kind of a financial and a functional aspect. Treasurer's report, we only do that quarterly in the full amount, so we did not have a treasurer's report. But I don't think there's any, well, at this point in time, not any financial concerns. We're feeling confident. Let's see, buildings and grounds. I think I already kind of went over the things that we talked about. As far as the HVAC system, the windows, and cleaning up the attic. We will be fixing and refurbishing some display cases. We found two display cases out at the Kate Shelley Depot when we went to start to clean that out that we brought into town and will be cleaning up and reusing. So we try to be cost effective and not spend and reuse and refurbish.
Yeah.
I think that's about all on buildings and grounds. Collections committee, it talked already about the taxidermy and the organization upstairs. We did have the collections committee meet in February, and again, we were talking about policy and procedure. We updated and worked on the collections management policy. Thing of it is if somebody's absent or not available for some unknown reason, we want to have set things in place so just about anybody could walk in and sure. be able to do the job. So,
okay.
And we're working on incorporation of photographs into our past perfect accessions collection, so we can take pictures of things, which helps again. We try to do a really detailed description of what we're bringing into collections, but it's helpful also to have the pictures. The other thing we're looking at is doing a general pictorial inventory of what we currently have. Other things we've been looking at our, in our building and just in general is our security.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had any, like, a major issue. It's just being kind of more proactive about, you know, we do have our alarm system. We do have, you know, the building's locked. But at this point in time, you know, we just said, honestly, I wouldn't know probably. In some rooms, I would. I have a visual in my mind. In some rooms, I wouldn't know if something was missing.
Yeah.
You know, and again, it comes back to our insurance and most of those items, if something was actually stolen for some reason, we wouldn't, it's not replaceable.
No.
But you do have, you know, with the insurance part, you just don't say, oh, gee, we'll go find another thing from 1830. You know, it's not like
it doesn't quite work that way, does it?
What's that?
I said it doesn't quite work that way, does it?
No, it doesn't. So, but we are working on that so that we have an idea in case anything would come up with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's see. In the shop, again, the shop isn't a big spot as far as income for us, even though we have items for sale. There's some things we kind of like to move because some things have been on the shelf for quite a period of time. We've got some bags that have been made. We're going to kind of maybe do it kind of like, oh, take a bag and for $10, take what you would like. Kind of try to clean that up. If anybody has ideas of what they'd like to see in the gift shop, just let me know. If you think something that would be popular, something that people would enjoy having available, let us know. Rentals, we continue to book about for a month. May actually is full now on Saturdays because of graduation.
Yeah,
that's a really busy time, and the majority of the Sundays are. So, again, cost for that is $125 for the rental for the day. For non-members, for members, it's $100. And that's for that, just the one-time rental. Then we have the program where if you're going to do recurring rental for an activity or meetings, then that, if you're, we have a different price
sure.
point for that. So, membership.
Yes.
Current membership for 2025 is at 154, I believe, which is down probably about, close to 40 members.
Okay.
I just am, again, open to, we haven't really done anything as far as the membership drive, short of, I encourage anybody who is currently a member to maybe encourage a friend mm-hmm. to become a member. Try to talk about it every time when I'm on the radio here. We appreciate, a membership is part of our income, and we appreciate that support. An individual membership is $30 for the year, family is $45, a business is $80. So we would appreciate it. I guess I'll put it out to, if you have previously been a member and you haven't renewed, and you just shoot me an email. I'm in contact with everybody. I send out the board meeting minutes to the membership via email.
Yeah.
If you're not going to renew, just let me know. I do have a list of who hasn't renewed. I was going to start to contact them.
But again, we're volunteer board. You're a volunteer board. I said you're a volunteer board. You don't have a lot of time to, I mean, you don't devote a lot of time to going out and recruiting members. That's
right.
We encourage them just, and it's so easy, the online one.
Right.
Even I can do it.
Exactly. Just get online. It's very simple. So we appreciate the support that we do have from our members. I guess any ideas, I'm sure open to.
Okay.
Kate Shelley, we're still awaiting to get our lease renewal to sign from them, from the Army Corps. So there's not really any other activity down there, except it'll be time to start mowing and spraying and keeping it cleaned up down there pretty soon. So
as we get in towards springtime, are you talking more about the volunteers coming back to do some of the landscape work, things like that?
Probably not down at Kate Shelley as far as landscape, simply because the next step plan is that we will be dismantling that building.
Yeah. Okay.
And there is some perennials that are around down in that area, but I think the plan is prior to the dismantling of the building, there'll be removal of any other items that we want to keep. Maybe an open day so that if there's individuals who have interest in any of the items in the building. And I'm not sure if we haven't set a determination of price or cost, or if it's call it, it's yours, or if there be any cost involved with the items that are left down there.
Sure. Okay.
There's not a lot down in the building at this point in time. Okay. So we do have a landscaping project that we are working toward for around the building down on 6th and Story.
Okay.
We have some water drainage issues back by our back door that need to be addressed. For any of you who have used that back door, you know, and look at from the south side, there's a pretty distinct slant that makes everything run down to the back door.
Yeah.
So we're lucky enough to have Brian Hansen as a board member that is very, you know, has a business in the landscaping. So we are working on what we would like to do and have recommended for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Exhibits and other projects. We are going to be having our first Saturday with a scholar, and that is on April 12th. And if I'm labeling with the wrong title, it's the Iowa All Corn Antique Art Club, I believe,
sure,
is their official title.
Mm-hmm.
It's John Vetter who's been in touch with us. They got a hold of us, and they were actually initially wanting to utilize space there to hold their meeting for a presentation. And we got to visiting and realized that the person who was going to be doing the presentation had done some research at the History Center. And we had been in contact with him. His first name is Steve. Don't have his last name. But anyway, they're going to be doing the first Saturday as a scholar.
Okay.
And part of what they will be presenting is architectural information on buildings that were built, one of which was the History Center by Proudfoot and Bird, which was an architectural company,
okay,
as well as some other older homes and structures in Boone. So we think it'll be pretty interesting. We will be doing further advertising. And again, I'll be talking again in April so I can give specific details. But
sure,
it's on the 12th. It'll be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon for the presentation for those who have an interest in that.
All right. Good. And I'm sure there will be some.
What's that?
I said, I'm sure there will be some.
Yes, I know. Awesome. We're excited to have our first one again. Go back to any other projects. Again, we're still working to get the fairway room and Boone Merchants up together. One big project that's been started is Harry Vonk has donated camcorder, and Ron Russell, one of our new board members, is doing interviews with our Korean and Vietnam War vets. And Jeannie is helping with the editing on that. This project serves a couple purposes, to gather more information on our Korean and Vietnam veterans, so in the future we can expand information in our military room, and to host a temporary exhibit in November of 2025 featuring Korea and Vietnam vets. So that's been a very interesting project that they've started off on, and kind of a different avenue to get information of by doing the interviews. So if anybody is a Korean or a Vietnam veteran and you would be willing to allow us to interview you, please contact the History Center. You can either by email or just call us. Also, I think last time, I think I gave Ron Russell's actual phone number out for that. Just a second, I'm just looking it up here. Because he said, fine, go ahead and put that out.
Ron says, yeah, let him call me.
That's right. His phone number is 515-298-0547.
Okay.
So he would be more than glad to take your call and have you be part of our interview process. We haven't really changed anything at all much as far as display items in our military room. And so I think the forward look is that we maybe will be doing some shifting and some changing with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jeannie continues to be involved and attend the downtown Boone, mm-hmm. Main Street and Chamber events. They're doing that. The Tri-Boone Mule Stay Arch is in the process of raising money. That's still to be determined on that. But we keep in touch with that.
Yep.
And we're working on getting some signage put up. It's kind of a little bit of a long time coming, the Boone County Conservation signs for down at Kate Shelley. There was a change in leadership with that group, so I think that's why it got delayed a little bit. But they've been back in touch. So we can look at the signage for down at Kate Shelley.
Yeah, I know that they talked about it at their meeting last night. So
it's
one of the things that trying to figure out what all was going on.
Right, exactly. So,
all right
that's about
busy.
All I know. Any questions for me?
Well, I was going to ask you on your HVAC on the upgrade thing there. Are we doing what you've got? Are you pursuing grants, or are you just in the process right now of looking for bids? Because you guys have multiple units down there, and again,
We do. Yeah,
climate control is important.
Yes, we always look into if there's any grants available, and some are specific to fiscal, mm-hmm. building items, and some grants are really specific. So we'll look into both. And see kind of what we come up with numbers and what we feel is reasonable, to spend.
And you said last time we visited, you did have somebody that did express an interest in helping to look for items or come up with items for the ag display. So
yes, we did.
That's still a work in progress.
Right. I think it's kind of interesting to see we can try to developing a display in an exhibit. It's always interesting to see what others have done and what would be of interest to anybody. But mm-hmm. typically, a lot of times, kind of timelines, mm-hmm. like looking at certain blocks of time, like what kind of equipment was used, what livestock was raised, what kind of crops were grown, all those things during certain eras.
Sure.
So probably we'll formulate that in a timeline.
All right.
And the other thing, I think I've mentioned this before, too, we'll be incorporating the Century Farms, too, you know, into this, because I think, I'm not sure, I honestly don't know how many Century Farms we have in Boone County.
We've got a bunch.
That would be something of interest, I would think.
We do have
and
a
those
bunch.
Who live on them, you know, giving us background and information. So
that's a project. It is. It
yep.
is. Hey, I do appreciate you taking time visiting with us. Now, once again, if the people want to do the membership, renew the membership. Again, an easy way to do it is go online, the website. It's very easy to do. Doesn't take very much, and then the information goes right to Marty, and she can say, "I've got you down." So
right. And if you do your membership, I'll send you a nice little membership card and a thank you note. There you go.
There, see? That's worth it.
I'm sure that'll just draw a lot of people.
Well, you know, a lot of people get worried that if I do a membership, I'm going to be asked to do things. And that's not the case. You can do it if you wish. You can do it if
exactly.
you wish.
Exactly. There's no other commitment. And the one little perk that you do have is decrease in cost for, you know, you can come to the center as many times as you want for no cost, as well as then there is a decrease in the amount charged for the rental if you would happen to be using the room. So there's a couple little benefits there. So
still our regular hours going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Yep, same hours, 10 to 2 at this point in time. So. And I was in our meeting. We were talking a lot of museums closed down for the winter. So I think that was kind of a plus that we stayed open, still had visitors,
still kept going.
Not a large volume of them, but I always think the opposite. Stay open in the winter. That's when you'd want to go in and walk through the museum.
Sure.
And maybe, you know, springtime people are doing outside things.
Yeah, that's right.
But,
wow.
I think it's nice that we have been able to stay open year-round.
All right. Hey, I do appreciate you taking time visiting with us this month. We'll look forward to talking to you again next time.
That sounds great. Okay. I look forward to it, too. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Marty Lamore from the Boone Historical Society Board and our guest on our program today.